So again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
I speak in Spanish is...
Hablo. Hablo.
You'll notice that I speak ends with an O, with a vowel. So the stress, once more, is on the next to last syllable. And there are only two syllables, so it's on the first syllable. How would you say, I speak Spanish? Or I'm speaking Spanish, which is the same.
Hablo español. Hablo español.
How about I'm not speaking Spanish or I don't speak Spanish, which is the same?
No hablo español. No hablo español.
What's the word for English in Spanish?
Inglés. Inglés.
How would you say, I don't speak English?
No hablo inglés. No hablo inglés.
Again, what is to speak in Spanish?
Hablar. Hablar.
Now, hopefully, you can start to hear that the stress is towards the end of that word because it ends in a consonant. To say he speaks or she speaks or you formal speak, you're simply going to cut off the R, you're going to chop off the R from the end of to speak. To speak is spelt H-A-B-L-A-R. So you're going to cut the R off there, and that will give you he speaks or she speaks or you formal speak. How would you say it then? He speaks.
Habla. Habla.
Now, it's important to notice that because you've chopped off the R, it now ends in a vowel, so the stress has changed. So let's go back to speak, which was...
Hablar. Hablar.
And now to he speaks.
Habla. Habla.
So the stress has changed. This is something to get used to in Spanish, but knowing the rules, knowing that words ending in a consonant are stressed at the end, and words ending in a vowel are stressed on the penultimate syllable, this makes it easier to understand the pronunciation and why things are said in the way they are. So again, what is he speaks?
Habla. Habla.
He speaks Spanish.
Habla español. Habla español.
She speaks Spanish.
Habla español. Habla español.
Emphasizing she speaks Spanish.
Ella habla español. Ella habla español.
Finally, you, formal, speak Spanish.
Usted habla español. Usted habla español.
So again, without the emphasis, how would you say you, formal, speak Spanish?
Habla español. Habla español.
How do you think you would say you, informal, speak Spanish?
Hablas español. Hablas español.
So once more, you've simply added an S, as you've done so many times before. How about you, the two of you, both of you, or they speak Spanish?
Hablan español. Hablan español.
So, again, remember, these examples that are ending with an S, So you informal speak, H-A-B-L-A-S, or you more than one of you, or they speak, H-A-B-L-A-N, still receive their stress on the penultimate syllable because words ending in an S or an N are different to other consonants and follow the onus rule. They have a different onus to the consonants, but they have the same onus as words ending in vowels. How would you say they don't speak Spanish?
No hablan español. No hablan español.
And again, how would you say he speaks?
Habla. Habla.
How do you think you'd say we speak?
Hablamos. Hablamos.
How would you say we don't speak Spanish?
No hablamos español. No hablamos español.
We don't speak Spanish, but we speak English.
No hablamos español, pero hablamos inglés. No hablamos español, pero hablamos inglés.
It's worth listening to that word, we speak, because it actually has more than just two syllables, it has three, and it makes it even easier to see the onus rule at work. We speak is spelt H-A-B-L-A-M-O-S, so it ends in an S, therefore follows the onus rule. The onus rule tells us that words ending in N or S receive the same stress as words ending in a vowel, and so they're stressed on the penultimate, on the next to last syllable. So let's listen to we speak slowed down. So we speak is
hablamos. Hablamos.
So there it is. You can hear the stress on the next to last syllable. So try it again yourself. How would you say we speak?
Hablamos. Hablamos.
We speak Spanish.
Hablamos español. Hablamos español.